all news, all the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Good afternoon. This is the 1010 Wins News Flash for Monday, the 1st of July, 2019. I'm Larry Mullins, and here's what's happening. President Trump apparently thinking about his home region, says it's hard and expensive to live in New York, and accused both Governor Cuomo and Attorney General Letitia James of targeting his personal businesses. The governor responded, saying the president has a tenuous relationship with the facts, and said if his companies are following the law, then they shouldn't have anything to worry about. President Trump also had something to say about New Jersey, praising lawmakers in the Garden State for passing a budget without raising taxes on the wealthy. Governor Murphy responded, saying while Trump works for millionaires, he is working for the middle class. Six people hurt in an acid spill on the Upper East today. Happened about 9:30 this morning at the Yorkshire Towers on East 86th. Authorities say some hydrochloric acid spill. One civilian hurt, and with serious burns, firefighters suffered minor injuries. A transgender woman was attacked in Queens over the weekend. Police say an assailant sprayed the 43-year-old victim with an unknown liquid while yelling anti-trans comments. A 24-year-old woman was arrested. Happened about 2:25 Saturday morning at 82nd Street in Roosevelt in Jackson Heights. A 9/11 first responder and activist is asking Mayor de Blasio now to present a posthumous key to the city to retired NYPD Detective Louis Alvarez. Don Fields spoke to CNN today. You know, Alvarez died from 9/11-related cancer over the weekend. This just 3 weeks after he testified before Congress about extending the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund. So far, there has been no comment from New York City Hall. Dozens of people have gotten sick with salmonella after eating papaya imported from Mexico. The CDC says a third of the 62 cases have happened here in New York. The bacteria also showing up in New Jersey and in Connecticut. And social media has spoken and Kim Kardashian has listened. The reality TV star deciding to change the name of her new shapewear line, which was supposed to be called Kimono. She was criticized for cultural appropriation. 1010 Wins AccuWeather now on this first day of July, partly cloudy and warm tonight, a low near 70 in the city. Sun and clouds tomorrow with increasing heat and humidity in the afternoon. We'll get to a high of 89 degrees. For live and local news 24 hours around the clock, just say play. 1010 Wins.